Just as an add-on from yesterday, is he said according to Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, he held that the halacha of Mitzvah Shemayim Gomer Rosh and Baturos is the Oraisa principle. I'm sorry, Achan Yosef Nes is the Oraisa principle. That really, in the Torah, they're chayiv in those mitzvahs. So since because we said is that the halacha of Mitzvah Shemayim Gomer Rosh and Baturos is a limitation of this chayivus. Of a certain kind of mitzvahs only to man, right? But a mitzvah of the neis to the yichidim, to which yichidim, to many yichidim. But when you have a mitzvah of the tzibur, so it's chal on the entire tzibur, right? So therefore, that's the oraisa. So why by Pesach do you need to have a separate halacha from chametz matzah that hakesh? So he says no, because I would have thought that you're iskish to tesvav chag asukos. You know what I mean, I would have thought that you compare it to sukkos, and since by sukkos you see women of turos. So therefore, so too by matzah. Kamash malon, no. You say the tekish of chametz matzah. So what's the idea? And as if you tell me it's half an ace on ace, so it's very nice. Look, it isn't based on an ace. It's not the ace isn't really part of it. So it might be tama davers because of the sukkos hashavti, but it's not part of the thing. So then why would I have thought that you compare it to sukkos, right? So I'm just thinking that, and this is in line with what we were talking about before, is that you see, matzah is based upon the neis, right? It's based upon the neis, and there's a dimension of the neis, of matzah zu, shanuchel mashama, right? But it's also, like you see, it's compared to tesvav tesvav, that it's really part of the kvias of the leil tesvav. You know what I mean? It's not really the nace per se, it's like a maisa hamitzvah, just like sitting in the sukkah and part of the, you know, it's a halachic activity. It's not an action of piercing my nace per se, like by Hanukkah and by Megillah, you know, or Dalikosis. But it is compared to sukkahs, where it's tesvav tesvav, it's part of like the kviyas hayom, it's a chag hamatzah, so you have to have matzah. So in that, you could argue, you would have thought that maybe that, even though it might be based upon a nace, but halachically, it's like a regular mitzvah. It's a regular mitzvah shel hagamah. It's a zman, basically in koveh the zman of the chag. So in which case, you wouldn't be able to say that the nes, that is the din of the tzibor, and it goes like a normal mitzvah in erso nes, because it's not the mitzvah you'd say isn't intrinsically really a nes mitzvah. It's really in the mitzvah of tesvav of being koveh the yom, which is man grama. And the nes is just an added dimension of shel, you know, of kalav rabbi gamliel that it's a kiyum pierson. And Sipur, it's Kim and Sipur. So that's what I'd say. So you can't say Afinis on Ace by Matzah. So that's why you have to bring in the other thing of the Chametz Matzah deal. You know what I mean? Just like by Sukkah, it may be philosophically based upon an Ace or based on the Hashgacha, but halachically it's something other. So I'd say by Matzah also, it's Tesla, Tesla, they're compared, and therefore really by Matzah also, it's just not like a halachic thing. It's part of the Fiyasayom, and it's my grandma, and the Ace is just history. Or a kiyam, a side kiyam in the thing. So therefore, you have to bring in this other the other factor, the chametz matzah hakesh. Okay? It's like he's answering. I mean, it's interesting. It's the difference between the first answer and the second answer, I guess. Because this answer is basically saying you don't look at matzah as really a nes-oriented mitzvah. Essentially, it's a din of tesvav tesvav, and it's detached from the nes, essentially. The nes is like a separate thing. But it sounds like in his first answer, he really is looking at it as essentially the nes is really seeing this part of it, and that's why Afinis nes would apply to matzah, you know. At least, but it's only on the rabbanon level, you know. But it applies really. So it seems like in that answer he's really learning that the nes is really part of the thing itself, and Afinis nes would apply to it. So it seems like it's another difference between two answers. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So back to nes. Let's go further. Tarta to today's Tosus. So Tosus is Nashim Chayos Mekar Megillah. Okay. Nashim Chayos Mekar Megillah. Basically, Satosis on the Gemara just says Noshim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah, right? She'afen Chayavos Lanes. Women are obligated to Mikra Megillah. So Rash Tosis says Mikan Mashma She'Hanoshim Motzias Asacher Midei Chavasan. Sounds from here that women could be Motzi other people. Midalo Ka'amar Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. It doesn't say that they're obligated to hear Megillah. It says they're obligated B'Mikra Megillah, which sounds like in reading the Megillah, right? Because if it were, because this is a general thing, is in order to be motzi someone in a mitzvah, you have to have, I guess, an equal or a higher obligation than that, Right? It's like you have to be a mechuyavet that way. So if a man has an obligation of reading the Megillah, and a woman has an obligation of reading the Megillah, so they're equal to achliyavim, and therefore they can be mo to each other. If, on the other hand, the woman was obligated in hearing the Megillah, which is like a lesser chliyav, okay, so then she would not, relative to the din of reading the Megillah, she's really eno mechuyav b'davar. She's not chayav to read the Megillah. So if she were to read the Megillah, she'd be doing an activity which is not mechuyav b'davar, and therefore she would not be able to be motzi mat. Okay, so whether or not she's obligated to hear the Megillah or to read the Megillah is a difference, not so much as what she has to do, because we're obligated to read it, but we do Shema Kona. So, I mean, that's one difference. One difference of whether you're obligated in hearing or reading is whether you just listen or you have to listen to Torah Shema Kona. So if you say that you have to read the Megillah, you have to listen to Torah Shema Kona because it's in Kriya, you're chayv in Kriya. Right, so that's one difference. But another difference is that if you're chayv in Kriya, then you can be motzi someone else who's chayv in Kriya. But if you only chayv in Shmiya, then you cannot be yotzei, you can't be motzi someone who's obligated in Kriya, because you're vis-a-vis Kriya, you're really an enem chayv adavar. So you're reading it, but you're like just, it's just optional. So that won't suffice to be motzi someone who's really mechuyav in Kriya.
Could you be motzi yourself?
Here's the thing: is that anyone who reads the Megillah, like it's always defined as a Kriyas Megillah. Anyone can read the Megillah, whether you're chayv or not chayv. I mean, Kriyas Megillah is an action. It is an action of reading Megillah. It's a Kriyas Pesukim, whatever. It's an activity. Problem isn't that it's an activity. So even if I'm chayv in Shmiya, I could still do the activity of reading the Megillah. The only thing is that in order to be motzi someone in a mitzvah, you have to be, relative to them, you have to be defined as a mechuyav b'davar. You know what I mean? So if I have a chiyav shmiya, so I could be motzi someone else who also has a chiyav shmiya. Because we're of equal caliber in terms of chiyav. But it's not pshat that when my reading has to be a reading of chiyav. No, my reading is a reading. I'm reading Mikra Megillah. Why can't they're hearing Mikra Megillah. So that's fine. They're hearing Mikra Megillah. They have a chiyav shmiya. They heard Mikra Megillah. The only thing is, if, for instance, a guy read Mikra Megillah, so then the guy wouldn't be able to motzi them. He read Megillah, but he's an Einu Mechuyav B'davar, and an Einu Mechuyav B'davar can't be motzi a Mechuyav B'davar. You know what I mean? So if they're both obligated in Shmiya, so then you're defined as Mechuyav B'davar relative to the other person. If, on the other hand, the reader is obligated and only in Shmiya, and the listener is obligated in Kriya, so then he's defined as an Einu Mechuyav B'davar relative to the guy who's trying to be motzi. That doesn't work. It's not because the guy who does Shmiya can't read. It's like a Shmiya guy can't read. Shmiya guy can read perfectly fine. He has to be defined as a mechuyav b'davar relative to the guy trying to be motzi. You know what I mean? So Tosa's point here is that since it just says that Nashim chayavos b'mikra Megillah, it doesn't say b'shmiyas Megillah, b'mikra Megillah. So it sounds like it's a chayav kriya. So then why can't she be motzi man? She could be motzi man. That's what I'm saying. It sounds that way. Okay? That's what he's deducing from our Gemara, that she can be motzi man. Woman can be motzi man. Okay. Ben v'chehachi nami mashma berchen. The Gemara kol ksherim likros es haMegillah. The Gemara says everyone's kasher to read the Megillah. To read the Megillah, right? Umasek. And the Gemara kol ksherim suyamai. Who's it including? Who's it including? Hakol. Umishani dasu yinashim. It's including women. What does it mean? Mashma lahotzi afilo anashim. Says hakol ksherim. It sounds like it's saying everyone could read the Megillah. It's not. Doesn't sound like it's setting up levels of who could read for who, or anyone could read. Doesn't say read for women. Seems to be reading for anyone, reading even for men. Okay? So all the evidence is pointing that way. Until the new evidence. Fikasha. Tabitosefta tani behedja. It's an open tosefta. Brisa. The tumtum ein motzi lo asmino velo asheno mino. So a tumtum, someone who it's unclear whether he's a zachar in a keva, cannot be motzi his min. Someone who's another tumtum, nor someone who's not a tumtum. I guess maybe means a man. Androgynous motzi his mino, vein motzi his shein amino. Right, an androgynous could be motzi his min, but not someone else, not a man. So it's saying is upshita lo difa isha me androgynous. So it's saying is that an androgynous cannot be motzi a man, right? An androgynous is someone who has both simanim.
Or a woman.
What?
Or a woman? Or we're not?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think the Marshal asked. Why doesn't he just... Yeah, someone asked. Why doesn't he ask from Tonton? Tonton seems to be a more direct question. But they're both questions. I forgot the answer. He had a good answer. But the question, let's say, see, he asked about Jogunus. And Jogunus is someone who has both Samanim. So it's a question, is he like a woman, is he like a man, is he like a new man, in between. But it's saying is basically he can't be Motzi a man. So why can't he be Motzi a man? If you tell me woman can be Motzi a man and men could be Motzi a man, so then how could it be that an androgynous can't be Motzi a man? It can't be worse than a woman.
Definitely one of them.
It is only, or no, androgynous you could argue is a new man. But either way, I mean, he can't be worse than women. What's bad about the androgynous if not for his tzad isha? But if women could do it also, and could be multi men, then how could androgynous be worse off? I mean, it's the same question for Tumtum. A Tumtum's a guy. You don't know whether he's a man or a woman. So why can't a Tumtum be multi man? Well, why not? What's wrong? Or multi another Tumtum? Who cares? I mean, basically, if men and women are equal in this thing, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. The premise of this whole thing seems to be, this whole disaster seems to be that women can be multi men, and therefore you have to play all these things out. Right? I mean, this is pretty clear. V'chein, so this is right. So it sounds simple, straight shot. V'chein pasku elchus gedelos. The isha motzi amina avala nashim. That a woman could only be motzi her men, namely a woman, but she cannot be motzi a man. Okay, she cannot be motzi a man. Right? There's a problem. He's about to say v'yesh lomar. So what's the kasha at this point? What's the problem? He's right. What's he saying v'yesh lomar to?
Yeah, the original
Mashmalos
in the beginning.
Right, I guess he's saying, doesn't our Gemara seem to be saying that the women, or especially in Erechen, HaKol K'sher and Likros and Megillah, it sounds like saying everyone can read the Megillah. Right, everyone can read the Megillah, sounds like it's saying even women. Right, so how are you going to explain that? What's that Gemara teaching you if not for the fact that women can be multi-man? Right? So he says, V'yishlomar, the slagadayt of the loyal kriyas and afilu hotzi hanashim. So he's saying is that I would have thought that a woman cannot even be motzi another woman. Okay? I would have thought she cannot even be motzi another woman. I guess that's what you're thinking. But Kamash Malon, no. That she's chayav in Shmia. That she's chayav in Shmia. And therefore, it's saying that she could be motzi. She could be motzi. She could be motzi other women. Not sure. Good question. In the Havmina, would she be able to be motzi herself? Wow. I don't know. I mean, she wouldn't be able to be motzi women, even. And she's chayav. That's what it means. It means like shmia. She could be yotzei. She motzi another woman.
What is that line?
Okay. It means it would be as if it had written like HaKol Chayav Mishmiya on Lashon Tana. Yeah, okay. So fine. So what do we have here? So we have here a few things, right? We have here, I guess, the most basic thing. You have machlokas between the Bahag and, I guess, Tosos, Rashi. Like Rashi and Erechen is pretty clear that he says that it can be melty. Does Rashi here say? No. Yeah, but Rashi and Erechen is open. So in Hashem, Shaykh Ayavos, B'mikros, Megillah, Uksheros lekrosa ulahotzia zechari midechavasam. Okay, so he says openly. Erechin and Rashi openly says. So it's like Tosa's learning here in the beginning. Is that basically you see these shittos that Rashi and Tosa's hold that women are 100% mechuyevet, they can be motzi men 100%. Okay, and the Gemaras seem to go like what they're saying. They seem to indicate that. But the problem is you have a Tosefta, and I think there's like the Tosas there, but there's other sources, like in Midrashim, other things that basically indicate the contrary, like the Bahag, that women are only obligated in Shmia, not in Kriya. And as such, they're not going to be able to be Motzi men. They're not going to be able to be Motzi men. Right? And it's a question, would they be able to be Motzi women? I think not. I don't know why. I think not, by the way. Why not? I mean, if the Chayav and Shmia, then why can't they be Motzi woman?
Which?
Right, what would be the logic? Well, why can't they be Motzi woman? What does that have mean? The Chayav and Shmia, so why can't they be Motzi another woman?
Can they?
So what's the easier side? Well, so what's the easier way to go here? What's the easier side?
Right.
I
agree.
Right. Good. I mean, okay, so it seems clear. I mean, if you read the Gemara, and that's Tosa saying, it's Mikan Mashma. You just read this Gemara, I mean, does this Gemara sound like there are any differences? It sounds like the Afin or Yibos Nes, this mitzvah wasn't accepted to the Zeshel's Mangrama. And basically, because of the Nes, everyone was involved in the Nes, it's a mitzvah on the Tzibor, whatever story you want to say. And women are obligated also. Now, you can start saying, well, they're different. Men are in Korea and women are in Shemiyah. I mean, where's that? Where'd that come from? Where did that come from in the Gemara? What's up with that? Where'd that come? Why is that? Well, why are you making a split like that? What's the point of that? Either obligate them, don't obligate them. Why are they throwing them in the middle? Why creating like these levels of chiyuvim, different kinds of chiyuvim? I mean, it's a funny kind of thing. You wouldn't make that up. I mean, the Bahag is saying you see it from the, you know, from Tosefta. But I mean, why would he say that? Right? I mean, that's a problem. The problem is, where does this come from? Where did the halacha come from? Exactly. Right. Why have a split structure? That's a funny kind of a mitzvah. So, right, it's true. You have mitzvah shmiah, like a shofar, right? Shofar is a shema called shofar. So, you have mitzvah shmiah. You have mitzvah kriya shema, whatever. I mean, but the idea of like a split structure is a strange idea. Strange. What do you have that? You ever have a mitzvah that half the people are chayav doing one way and half the people are chayav doing another way? Or less chayav or more chayav? I mean, maybe you have them, but it sounds strange. I mean, I think you're all talking in the same direction. Just as a starting approach, is that you have here, like, so to speak, like a conflict. Because on the one hand, you have a principle of interseksion on Gram Nashim Turas, right? That really women should not be obligated. It's not the way to be a woman in time bound mitzvahs. For whatever reason, Torah doesn't do that, okay, in general. But here you have this thing of which means that this is the dinner of the tzibor, and the tzibor, even the men, won't really will be lacking in their piersim without the women, because the piersim is a unit, the group is a unit, and you can't not have the women. You simply cannot have the women because it's a chiv of the tzibor. Simply, it has to extend to women as well. Against the way the Torah normally does it, against the fact that they have to be included. You have to include them. So even though really, like as gavro, so to speak, they're not usually these mitzvahs don't usually apply to them as yechidim, but the unit of the tzibor they're part of, and the mitzvah therefore has to extend to them vis-a-vis the unit. Okay. So do you say? So now the question is fine. So now that you have that, now what happens? So you could say, so there goes the principle of Mitzvah Shalai Grama. It's an exception. Okay, so normally you say women are Pturos Mitzvah Shalai Grama. Okay, that's normally the way things go. But here, because of the fact that we have this din of the Tzibor, so therefore, so the Chiyav has to extend to the entire Tzibor. So that's it. So it extends to the entire Tzibor, period. So now what's the difference? There's no difference between men and women. That's the idea. Afin yosanes, so to speak, bypasses the problem. It's the grama, and it says in this type of an instance, it's simply the principle doesn't have applicability. Okay, and therefore, what's going to turn out? That women and men become equal, right? Women and men become equal. It allows you to bypass the principle of mitzvah grama. Okay, it totally ignores the problem. Okay, or do you say no, that It's true that there is a reality to the fact that in general, not mechayev women in these things, and as yechidim, really, they shouldn't be obligated. They really shouldn't be obligated in this mess. But the only thing is that the men need them. You can't have the woman just sitting at home doing nothing while the men are eating, and what kind of tzibor is this? So you have to include the women. But the women's, it's not pshat that the woman really should be chayev intrinsically. It's so to speak, like you can't not have them. It was the tzibor, the chiyuv of the tzibor must bring them in. But the nature of their chiyuv is one of, like, bringing them in. It's not really like a straight chiyuv, an ordinary chiyuv where they're just intrinsically chayiv, because they're intrinsically not chayiv, they intrinsically shouldn't be chayiv. But it's like, you have to include them. So shmiah is the structure which is that kind of a chiyuv, right? Which is an idea of, like, you have to participate in the thing which is taking place. There's the chiyuv which is appropriate for men, who are the ones whose nature really is to be chayiv in the mitzvah, in time-bound mitzvahs. And then you have shmiah, which is the structure of the chiyuv for someone whose chiyuv is, who isn't chayiv intrinsically, but simply has to be involved. So Shmiya means you're involved in the kriya of the man. As you're involved in the kriya, I mean, not necessarily of the man, but you're involved in the kriya. That's the nature of the chiyuv. They have to be, it's like it didn't go all out. It specifically gave them like a minimized form because of the fact that to reflect, and not to reflect, because they really, you don't want to be mechayev of them. So they're not really equal players, and they're not really gavras of chiyuv and shunzli, but you have to include them. So you include them in the form of inclusion. Inclusion is just to shmiya, that includes them in the institution. That's enough to include an institution. So you have there's no force to make them to equate them to men. All you have to do is you simply have to remove the problem of the tzibur being lacking without them. So the chayav shmiya. Or do you say the other way? Says no. That since this is a chiyuv on the tzibur, so in the instance of a chiyuv on the tzibur, it's simply the whole issue of mitzvah shemana grama becomes over, becomes bypassed, and now the chiyuv is tofes the entity of the tzibur as a unit, and it doesn't you don't factor in the mitzvah shemana grama. Does this get around the mitzvah idea of, so to speak, does this din of the tzibur, is it pshat like it's totally like it doesn't, mitzvah shemana doesn't apply here, and it's simply over bypasses it, or do you say no, mitzvah shemana is a reality here? But you have another reality saying you can't exclude the women, so you have to like make a compromise, which by which they're included in like a minimal kind of a way, in the manner which is necessary to include them. You know what I mean? The two types of involvements. That's a good question. So Michael says, "Is what Nalakosos? You see, in Nalakosos they're chayv and drinking Nalakosos, and Nechanga chayv and Nechanga. Doesn't seem to be like a." You don't have this kind of thing. And if you're saying is that the whole thing is it's the only chayiv as part of the tzibur, so why don't you have this by the other mitzvahs? But I'd say is that the halacha here is that it's not pshat that you can't equate them to the man. You could equate them to the man. It's just like, but the only thing is you only mechayiv them because you can't ignore them. So you want to mechayiv them minimally. So here there's a minimal form. There's two forms of pirsum. In pirsum there's the active mefarsim and there's the passive one who allows the person to function, because the shomim complement the person. It's being farsim to a shomim. So therefore their role is relegated. There's a secondary form which the mitzvah could grab onto, which is appropriate for women, whose chliyav is a part of the tzibur. But when it comes to Nal Kosos, well, there's no form like that. What are you going to say?
What about...
Right. It's different. I mean... It's true. So he says, what about Ner Chanukah? And he says he could do Riyah. But I don't see there's an idea. You don't have precedent that there's a mitzvah of Riyah. I mean, it seems to be like a Maisa Garua. To say you have a Maisa HaMitzvah of looking at, seeing something. I mean, it's true, you have Riyah as a Mechayiv in Brachos. You know, seeing Ner Chanukah or seeing lightning or, you know, seeing mountains. But to say you might have a mitzvah, that's your Chiyuv HaMitzvah. I mean, it's a strange chiyuv mitzvah. I'd say Shmi is also a strange chiyuv mitzvah, but you see, you have it. You see, by shofar, you have it. It's just this understanding about the Shmiya and Shmiya. I mean, you do see there's an idea of a mitzvah of Shmiya. But, I mean, it's strange. But, I mean, it does. You see that Re'iyah is less right than Shmiya. Now, you know, given that's the case, you can't say just because Shmiya is a mitzvah, and Re'iyah, there's a phenomenon of Re'iyah, and so far as a chiyuv bracha, yeah, but where do you see that can be? So I say, apparently, you can't have that. There's no surah like that. And it's hard for us to decide what could be a chiyuv, what can't be a chiyuv. But given that you don't see that there is, I mean, it seems like there's no. It's too nimble. There's a lot of the answers. Could be also in Ner Chanukah, it's then in the bias. In the bias. Ner Shabbos, it's then in the bias. So what do you say? The chiyuv is to just walk outside and see something. But that's not then as the vehicle of the chiyuv by Ner Chanukah is the bias. Now when they say see the light in their bias, but once they have a light in their bias, then they're able to run anyway. So.
Do they have to hold?
Yeah, okay, fine. So let's see. So we still have a problem. One problem, right? Problem is Tosfos. So Tosfos has to explain. So Tosfos seems to be leaning like the Ba'ag. That really, it's a din of Shmiya. Really, it's a din of Shmiya. So what's the Gemara there saying? Hakol, Chayav, Mikra, Megillah, Lasuye, to even include Nashim. Right? It sounds like you're including them. What's the Havmina there? What do you... What's the Havmin Maskana in the Gemara in Erechet? So he says, now I would have thought, because it sounds like you're saying that even women are included in Megillah. So I mean, even women. It sounds like you're even including them in the whole deal. Right? So he says, no. Doesn't mean you're really including the whole deal. But it means you're including them in Shmiya. So I, what's he saying? So I would have thought that they can't even read for themselves. They can't even read for other women. Kamash Malan, no, everyone could read. But I mean, read for women, of course. They can't read for men because they're only Chayim Shmiya. But I would think they can't even read for other women. Right? They can't even read for other women. Kamash Malan, no, they could. They could read for other women. Why? Because they have a Chayim Shmiya, so they're equal. So the question is that how would I say that they can't read for other women? I mean, they have a Chayim Shmiya. So they have a Chayim Shmiya, so they're a Chayim Bedavar. So why can't they read?
Thank
you. Okay, basically, there's a Tosfos Rikki Vega references in Sukkah, Lama Chas Mar Aleph. He's basically talking about that that a woman can't, it's not right. It says, like, it's not a good idea for a woman to be motzi a man in benching. Okay, maybe you can look at it. Right. Yishim Verchus Labayla. Really, Be'emes, really, Yishim Verchus Labayla. A woman could bench for her husband. It's a curse should come to a person whose wife and children bench from. So it's bad. Okay? So he says, why? He says, but, he says, Inam, he said, one of the answers why, he says, it's not good. He says, Inam, Yishim Derabim, Zila Behu Milsa. Okay, because by Zimon, he said, because it's a Zila Behu Milsa. Yeah, it's a zil b'melsa. It's like a bizayon to that, to have a woman be motzi a man. Okay. What? It's a good question. It's a good question what that means. But zil b'melsa. And he proves it. How do you know? Where do you see
definitely
it? He says the Hari Megillah, because you see by Megillah, the nashim chayav ospa, women are obligated to Megillah, upirish b'ahag, the ain nashim motzinas harabim dechavasim Megillah. And yet you see the b'ahag holds that woman cannot be motzi man in Megillah. Right? So, why? Because it's Zilba Melsa. I mean, that's what Tosfos is saying. He's saying, he's trying to prove, he's showing, that he's using this as a support, that that's why by benching the woman can't be Motzi a man. Or it's not, you know, really they could be, but it's not advisable for women
but
to be Motzi a man there.
They'd be
what he's saying is, the proof that Zilba Melsa is a phenomenon is because that's why the Bahag is holding that the woman can't be Motzi a man, because Zilba Melsa. So it's different. It is different, because over there, Zila, by benching Zila Blumilsa is saying that's why it's inadvisable. Okay. Saying is don't do it, Tavu Meira. But it works. It works. Yeah. It doesn't take away from it working because why not? Just, so it's saying is so by Megillah also it should work and it should just be a curse. But he's saying no, the Bahag actually holds it doesn't work because of Tavu, because of Zila Blumilsa. But Zila Blumilsa, you can tell he's affecting the very halacha itself. Zila Blumilsa, just Zila Blumilsa. I mean, what's this idea, Zila Blumilsa? Whatever it is, it's advice. It's not a good idea. It's not right. You can make up a lot of reasons. But he sounds like this Tosfos, and this is what Gilyan Shach is referencing you to it. Sounds like this Tosfos is learning a different, seemingly different Shach from what we're saying. Like the Bahag's motivation in saying that it's only Chiyuv Shmiya is because it wouldn't be right. If it were a Chiyuv Kriya, then women would be able to Melti man. That wouldn't be right. That would be Zila B'Humilsa. And therefore, they had a structure in a way that they're only Chayim and Shmiya, and therefore prevent them from being able to Melti the Rab. I mean, it's a pretty big move, but that's what he's saying. So it would be nice if we could explain that. And there's that, and then, of course, that's one problem. But the other problem is in the Torah Tosas that we did, what's Amin Maskana about whether a woman could be Melti another woman. Okay, so we'll see. Maybe tomorrow, maybe Monday. Okay.